It's time to spill the tea with McKinsey.
Give me that tea. Ooh, scandalous. Spill it, honey.
Aw, yes, it's time to spill the tea. Kicking things off with SNL. J-Lo, Scarlett Johansson, and Eddie Murphy set to host SNL in December. This is going to be so exciting. Yes, honey. J-Lo will host December 7th. That's going to be really fun. And then ScarJo.
Ooh.
Is going to host on December 14th with Niall Horan, so that's going to be really fun. I think they're really bringing it out this year. I'm excited. And then Eddie Murphy returning to SNL to host for the first time since 1984.
That is a long time.
Right, and he'll be along with Lizzo, which will be huge, December 21st. So make sure and tune in for that. This is interesting. Dog the Bounty Hunter wants you to know he is not dead.
I'm at Beth. I posted her bond for stealing a lemon. She walked into the office and I said to myself, oh yes, she will be mine.
Aw, that was him. He was speaking of this beautiful ex, you know, his he's a widow now. His wife, Beth, passed away.
Yeah, she had a lemon, but she really had some melons. Sorry, yeah. As the dog said.
They were like a perfect couple, but he took a photo of himself on social media saying, I am alive. There was this death hoax story going around that he had passed away too, but he wants you to know he's still alive and kicking.
That's
moving
good.
Things on to Jenna Dewan and Channing Tatum. They have finalized their divorce.
You never really know how strong you are until you are forced to learn it, you know? So I would say in general, overall, the last couple years really just showed me how strong I am as a woman, as a person. You never know how strong you are and what you can get through and get past. And that way I'm super grateful because that was a really nice discovery about myself, that I was a lot stronger than I ever thought.
Aw, that's wonderful to hear. The couple announced their split back in April of 2018, and so it's finalized this week, which is a good thing because she's moved on to Steve Kazee, and she's pregnant, expecting his baby, her boyfriend's, and then Channing Tatum is now dating singer Jessie J, who ironically looks just like Jenna Dewan, so he definitely has a type.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's something in common.
I have a type. His name is Zac Efron.
What's up, guys? Welcome to gym time. My whole life I've been training. One of the best things I think you can do is take a step back and learn from people that do it better than you and do it different than you.
Oh, yes, honey. He has a new series. It's called Killing Zac Efron. Get this. It's an adventure series, and it's set to venture deep in the jungle, remote island. And basically, it'll follow him off the grid for 21 days with nothing but basic gear and a guide partner. I am really into this. I'm going to watch it. April 6th, 2020. It is slated to premiere.
All right. Thank you very much, McKenzie, with the tea this morning here on Joe and McKenzie. All right. We have something coming up called group therapy. We're going to tell you about it in just 2.5 minutes after Lil Nas X and Billy Ray Cyrus.